Showers likely, mainly through midday. Windy, falling temperatures today from the 50s, then to the 40s, then to the 30s by evening. Overnight low temperature 28 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, windy and cold. Sunshine, high 41. Clear skies, frigid tomorrow night. Overnight low 22 by dawn on Sunday. Sunday's high barely up to about 40. Back to the low 20s Monday morning. And a new surge of Arctic air arrives by Tuesday evening. Stay on top of these dramatic weather changes with our free weather app. It's going to be your best friend. Get it on your phone today. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Mayor Todd Strange made a call to action for the community to get involved and encourage new faces to run for the five spots on the county school board. The mayor also announced the launch of EducateMGM.com. That's a new website to educate the public on the upcoming election. Fingers crossed. Alabama hospitals are being overwhelmed with flu cases. Baptist here in Montgomery says they've reached maximum capacity. If you have the flu, the hospitals say go to a clinic, not the ER at this time. The 28 flu season expected to be one of the worst on record in Alabama. And Montgomery police have charged Claude Keith Foster, age 27, with rape. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals yesterday. This is about an incident back in November when he allegedly raped a female acquaintance. He was also wanted on domestic violence charges here in Montgomery. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Restaurants come and go, but great restaurants stay around for years. Visit Sinclair's and see why.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have.
Sinclair's has the freshest dishes.
I feel great about fresh food here at Sinclair's. It's not frozen.
He sources out all the local produce and local meats from local stores here, so everything's fresh.
There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
Sinclair's has everything. You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Have you tried Sinclair's wings?
Oh, the wings are excellent. The hot wings are very good.
Sinclair's has desserts. Homemade. The perfect finish to a great meal.
They have pies, ice cream for the kids. All dessert at the end of the meal are fantastic.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining for decades. Vaughn Road at Taylor.
Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year. 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay latex, hybrids, and of course numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatch sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
This is a hot new band out. I love them. I don't know if they're... It may not be cool for me to love them, but I totally love this band. It's Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune, great song. And I'm just glad rock and roll's making a comeback, like mainstream making a comeback. And these are young guys. I don't know how old they are, but they look like they're like 17 years old. It's like a Silverchair redo from the 90s. Ooh, we got to play some Silverchair.
And they're probably in their late 20s. The older you get, the younger people look.
Oh, really?
Yeah. you remember when you were in like 8th or 9th grade and the seniors looked like grown men?
Yeah.
And I remember one day, I guess we'd been married just for a couple of years, and I remember going to an Auburn football game, and we saw some players there, and I remember looking at my wife going, good Lord, when did college students start looking young?
Yeah.
And now you got families at church or where have you, you know, this
like
y'all. It's like, yeah. God, y'all look like kids. So.
Well, the closer I get to 40, you're right, the younger people look.
Oh, yeah.
You go to an Auburn football game now and you see the students out tailgating.
They're children.
And you're wondering why people in middle school are like chugging beers on the out in front of the stadium. And then you look and you're like, no, they could probably be in college, I guess. I'm not 100% sure. Thanks, Clay, for making me feel old. Appreciate that.
Man.
Anytime you want to.
If that's the only thing that makes you feel old, you're in good shape, Jake.
But you always looked old to me. Because when I met you, I was like 18 and you were probably like.
That's like. Wow. Thanks.
I think I was 18 when I met you, and you were probably, I don't know.
What, 22?
22 or 3. And you just, you know, it's a big age gap at that age. So
I guess so.
Yes. Our number, good if you Lord. Want to get in, 272.
Always look old.
Well, you know what I mean.
You did. You look like a little kid to me, too. And you dressed a lot differently as well.
I dressed like a little kid, too. We have a widespread flu illness public health emergency for which the state of Alabama has declared a public health emergency. I don't know what that means. Is that just a way for the governor to get headlines? It says Alabama hospitals are being inundated by flu cases, officials warn. Now, I will say this. My whole house is pretty much down with the flu. I mean, I had one kid that had it, and he's over it now. But the other five now have it. And so... Jessica and I are looking at each other wondering, when are we going down? Because it's bound to hit. I don't know when it's going to hit, but it's bound to hit. But the kids, Pierce had it first. He was, 103.8 fever, couldn't wake up, couldn't get out of bed, slept on the couch, you know, just laid there the whole time.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2-3 days later, started getting roused and getting around, and now he's back up on his feet. And then you start seeing the glassy eyes set in the other kids. And then they started saying they were tired. They had a little headache. And I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes. Then they woke up this morning. Boom. Every one of them down. It looks like a bubonic plague ward from the 14th century in my house. It's just, it's awful.
It's really better that way, though. I mean, you might, when you've got a bunch of kids.
Get them all sick at once?
Just, if one of them gets sick, it's just like with my nieces and nephews. I mean, they may as well be. My children and mine may well be theirs because they're together all the time. If one of them gets sick, just give them a cup of water and let them pass it around. Let all of them get sick at once. And that way you don't go from... The worst part is when you have one and then three and then seven gets it and then four gets it and then two gets it and it just...
Lasts forever?
Oh, it just
now, the exception to that rule. The exception to that rule is stomach bugs. I don't want to handle more than one or two stomach bugs.
You don't have
enough
bathrooms
exactly.
in the house.
And the smell gets a little overwhelming because, you know, stomach bug in a five-year-old is, it's a war zone. It's a hazmat unit.
I can hear the call to James Cole right now. Help!
We've got trouble with our bowl.
I hear you're the number one in the number two business.
And we got a lot of it. Now, this is more like a one and a half that we're dealing with. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, there's a widespread flu illness situation. I believe it because it has hit Pike Road.
I thought those flu shots were supposed to stop all this mess.
That flu shot is a gimmick.
How many have you ever had?
How many flu shots total?
Yeah.
Two, I think. I think I fell into the hype the year they had the bird flu or the pig flu or whatever. I think I fell into the hype that year and went and got one.
Oh, that was a bunch of garbage.
It was. And I got one, I know, when I was in law school.
because they couldn't find my vaccination records when I went to law school. And I called the elementary schools where I went, and I called the high school, and nobody had it. So I had to go get – they wouldn't let me – like, I had to have my entire thing done by the end of my first semester. They wouldn't release my grades and wouldn't let me come back my second semester. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back and get every vaccination I would have gotten for my age group. So I was born in 1979, so they looked at 1979. What was someone born in 1979? What were they supposed to have? And it was 8 total shots. You know how many shots a kid born in 20 anything that my kids are born in are supposed to have?
50, 11.
A million. I mean, 35 or 40 minimum.
Yeah, because they do chicken pox.
Oh, they do everything.
And all
they
this.
Do everything.
How the heck with all that mess?
Yeah, so I went and I got revaccinated with everything. And I told the lady, I was like, isn't this kind of good, though? Because don't these vaccines wear off after a little while? She's like, yeah, but they're not without side effects. You know that, right? You know, you have the potential to have
some. You now have mercury poison, and you may come down with autism next week. But other than that,
you're going to be just fine.
You're not going to die of polio.
You're not going to get rubella. Hey, my grandmother had polio. That's no joke.
I know.
That stuff can happen. No, but I think I had 2 flu shots. But we do vitamin D drops, and I'm going to tell you, our kids, they got the flu. I mean, Pierce got the flu. He was sick for 2 days. Some people are getting the flu. They get.
The civil authorities have issued a required monthly test for all of Alabama beginning at 11:13 a.m. and ending at 12:13 p.m. This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
If you feel bad, I mean, you're still going to work, yeah, or you're still going to school, or...
I have found if
you can be sick at the house or be sick at work, so you might as well go.
If you're used to operating with a hangover, the flu ain't going to set you back too far.
Nope.
You kind of live that life anyway.
Yep.
Flu, I feel like that 4 days a week.
Well, wait a minute. Why did that just come to your mind as Emily rejoins us here on the program? And it wasn't even her story.
We've joked on the morning show that I haven't caught the stuff that's going around like Rich has and Greg had and Jay has had because I have enough alcohol in me that nothing can survive inside me.
When your blood is 40 proof.
I mean, it is what it is.
And 10% nicotine, we got it made.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's take a little break. I'm going to play another clip. Here from Greta Van Fleet. I'm a fan.
Oh, you're back.
I can't help
that?
It. I am. I can't get away from it. Every time I get away from it for a week or two, I get right back on it. It's just good rock and roll.
Okay.
We haven't had good rock and roll.
You haven't known where to look.
You haven't let me finish my sentence. You haven't had a good go mainstream in a while. We just haven't. And they've good rock and roll, and they're starting to go mainstream. I'm excited for them. We'll be back. Quickly passing by.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome back in the News and Views. 84, Emily, Barron. Now, I did get in touch with Jack Campbell over the top of the hour break. He's fine.
Are you
going to
break the news? Or are you going to let me break the news?
I'm going to break the news.
Was Jack okay?
He's fine. He had an appointment. It lasted longer than he thought.
Nah,
not a big deal.
I'm taking over. I'm going to break the news. Jack is putting together a research fund to look into running for mayor. Jack Campbell, 2019.
That is true. You remember we did Jack Campbell for mayor during the last election.
Mm-mm. I don't remember that.
And
you weren't here.
The campaign poster was a picture of Jack in a Hawaiian shirt and a Panama hat.
Nice.
And he was looking at the camera and said, "How you durn?" at the bottom.
That's his campaign sign.
We're going to resurrect the campaign sign. And he is actually out doing a little exploratory fundraising.
Yes.
And look, not fundraising, because you can't fundraise, but seeing if the money's there. And
Are you seriously
going to run for mayor?
Yes.
What he
said was his
meeting ran long.
Yes.
So he must have some takers.
Yeah, and that's, or and they put him on that? Somebody else. Yeah. They said, "Hey, well, you ought to. You know, we like this. Let's call and have so-and-so come over." And so they may be going to lunch or whatever. But, yeah, Jack Campbell is putting the band back together, thinking about a serious run here.
Are y'all pulling my leg?
I'm going to be vice mayor. He's going to be the first vice mayor. I mean, heck, Todd just invented a position. So
that's true.
When Jack gets in, he's going to invent a position, vice mayor.
Now, I'm not making this 84. Up. Somebody posted this on my Facebook page mere moments ago. I was missing 84. Thank you for having him on. You got a fan out there.
I just figured out what a cockle is because that warmed the cockle of my heart.
I don't know. I don't know what that means, but...
It's in your heart, Baron.
Well,
it's the cockles.
I hope that's where it
and
is.
And there's apparently more than one of them, because generally people say it's the cockles. It warmed the cockles of my
I've
heart.
I've never heard that expression.
You've never heard it warms the cockles of my heart, because you're a Yankee.
Exactly. Thank you, Emily.
Is that really an expression?
It warms the cockles of my heart. Yes.
Yes. Is that a... Have I ever lied to you, Baron?
Yes.
Well, I'm not lying this time. And that's the truth.
And I guess I'll take you at your word because you only lie occasionally to me?
Well, 99.9% I tell the truth.
Now, that's a lie. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ron.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the campaign sign is for the kids.
Oh, is that what it said? It's for the kids? Yeah, that's right.
It's for the kids.
That's what it said.
I forgot.
It didn't say how you durin. The campaign sign didn't say how you durin. It said it's for the kids. That's
it's
right.
For the kids.
It did say that. We can have two. You remember how Barack Obama had two? It said hope and change. We can have one that says it's for the kids and one that says how you durin.
That's right. See, I don't know because I didn't meet you before 3.5 years ago. And I sure didn't know what his campaign sign looked like. I guess I had to go look that up.
How you doing?
How you doing? It's for the kids. Oh, that's the classic, man. I wish, I hope. If it was so true, I swear I'd jump off a bridge right now. And I almost want to run my car to a darn tree anyway, a darn app, and this phone ain't picking up with us.
Let me ask you this, Randall. Let me ask you this. Would you move from Billingsley to Montgomery just so that you could vote for Jack Campbell if he decides to run for mayor?
I promise you, I already know where I got an apartment, and it wouldn't take me nothing but change of address. And guess what? I have a perfect view of that triple X mark off of 31 right there. Would that be close enough? I mean, I can see the X mark. I can walk to it.
That's Montgomery County.
That's the city.
Is that the city?
I'm pretty sure the city runs all the way up
city
to the river
runs
right
out.
There.
Yeah, it runs out to the canyon.
Yeah, I mean, I pass the X Mart every day, going to work and coming from work.
Yeah. I got.
So you pass it when you're going and when you're coming. To work. Even like if you just go to your other job.
No, she doesn't pass it then.
Yes, I do. That's the way I come.
Going to your other job?
That's the way I come into town.
But not coming from here to your other job.
Oh, no, not from here to
this. I would have thought you would have taken the round when you left your other job and went around, so you wouldn't have passed it when you were going. You
Thanks
would only
call,
pass
Randall.
It when you were coming.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228.
85 Day Street, straight up.
Yeah, no, I do that. I just shoot in right there.
Ronnie.
Man, y'all are if you going or coming this morning.
It's a wild show.
It's been well. Hell, I done heard Randall on there 2 or 3 times.
Only when Emily's on. Notice, only when Emily's on.
That's not true.
Yes, he has not called today except when you've been on.
That is true.
You've been on twice today. He called once when you were on before, and then once when you came back.
That's sweet. That warms the cockles of my heart.
Well, don't get me wrong. I love Randall. I mean, I like to hear him. But anyway...
Hey, anyone who will move from Billingsley to Montgomery just to vote for Jack, that's a good man.
Yes, sir.
Well, I live in Montgomery, but... And, Baron, you've been to my house.
I have.
And the city limit sign is...
On your property line.
On my property line.
You could putt. You could hit a putter to the city limits. You could probably register
could
to vote and nobody would say anything.
Just, hey, Ronnie, do this. Go out there and rip that sign up and just walk down to your neighbors and put it back in the ground.
No, then I got to pay city taxes.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, when the assessor comes out, pick the sign up and move it back to the other side of your house.
Just say, what? Dumbass, move that sign. I mean, that city limit's been over there forever.
I'll vote for Jack Campbell for mayor.
Oh, everybody would.
I mean, I love Jack.
Who would vote for him?
It's for the children. Everybody.
Everybody
well,
votes
damn.
Jack.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
That needs to be the shirt.
The shirt would be Campbell for mayor. Well, damn.
Actually, I'm going to get these shirts made real quick.
Yeah, well, we're getting these done. Let's get these ordered.
I want a shirt.
I wear an extra large, Emily.
Hey, you know what?
I wear an extra large.
Here's what we could have. On the front, says Campbell for mayor. On the back, it says, how you durn, and it's scratched out. It's for the children, scratched out. Well, damn.
I'll take a shirt.
We know.
I pay $15-$20 for the shirt.
Well, the shirts are actually $1,500 because it comes with a campaign dollar.
$1,500.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, hell, I can't be in the. Well, damn.
Look, I'm on the line with the person that does my shirts.
Ronnie, we appreciate you calling, amigo. Thank you. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in, Cooter. Or shall I say, Cooter? Cooter?
Cooter? Baron lets Randall call at least twice a day, sometimes three or four times.
Hey, you know, I don't screen the calls always. Sometimes I just took him cold. I didn't know who he was.
I know. Hey, and Emily is trying to compete with Joey, isn't she?
Emily, Joey, and 84 are in a competition. It's the 2018 New Year's resolution. See who has most man hours,
most logged hours on air.
Yeah.
And then 84.
And I'm falling down. It's been too cold. Dadgummit.
Well, damn.
What are we doing? I missed it.
It happens.
I said you're competing with Joey to get the hours in.
Oh, now.
84.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to touch your cockles, but I am glad to hear you back on there.
Well, thank you, Cooter.
I've never touched cockles.
And I can't believe Bear's never heard that.
I've never heard that, no.
I didn't think it was just a Southern thing. Warms the cockles of my heart. Look it up, man. You know how to use the inner weave, don't you?
The inner weave?
Hey, I hope all y'all have a great weekend, eh?
The cockles of the heart are its ventricles, named by some in Latin as cochlea cordis, from cochlea, meaning snail, alluding to their shape. The saying means to warm and gratify one's deepest feelings.
There you go. That wasn't a hard one.
No.
And you accuse me of lying and making that up.
Well, would,
do, you, do I look intelligent enough to make up a word like cockle?
Hey, I'm going to get off here and let y'all get somebody else. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Cooter. Or shall I say, Cooter? Yes, I think you could come up with a word like cockles. I do.
If I start singing a Kenny Rogers song, I'll come up with all kind of words.
Oh, my lands.
George.
Hey, Baron 84, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
You promised me you'd play Low Spark of High Heel Boys coming in or going out.
Yeah, I did. Remember? I did.
That's why he only said hey to y'all, because I haven't let him down. I didn't promise I'd play Traffic.
What was the name of the song? I know it's Traffic, but what was the
Low
name?
Low Spark of High
Low
Heel Boys.
Spark of, and it takes a second for it to say Low Spark of High Heel Boys.
Go.
This is a great intro.
I got you.
And it may take 10 or 15 seconds to get him to actually say the
Low Spark. No, that's fine. We'll do it coming back in so we can let it run a little while. How about that?
My hero.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Y'all.
Appreciate it. It's an all-request Friday.
Isn't it, though?
You know what I would... You know, if I was calling talk radio right now, I was going to request something. You know what it would be?
Something Jim Croce?
No, it would be Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Ah.
I would want the special.
Play.
In fact, I may swing by there today and get the special.
That special's amazing.
Have you had it yet this week?
Uh-uh. What have they got this week?
It is sautéed sausage, caramelized onions, and mushrooms tossed in a cream sauce over spaghetti with Parmesan and parsley. Pair that with a salad for $9.
Sounds dynamite.
Now you tell me you're going to roll.
We're just mere moments away from lunch.
You tell me you're going to roll through a Burger King or a McDonald's or something like that and pull up a meal like that for $9.
With that champagne vinaigrette.
That heart attack
dressing.
In a sack. Yeah, you can get the champagne vinaigrette. I get the ranch. They have great ranch. Because it's homemade ranch. It's not that nasty stuff, you know, Hidden Valley or Kraft or whatever. It's real ranch dressing made right there in the kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has those handmade items and so many more. So many more. Award-winning pizzas. AL.com declared them the best pizza in Central Alabama. You also have my favorite dish there, the lasagna. It's the best lasagna I've ever had, period, end of story. I will eat lasagna if it's on a menu somewhere. In fact, we went to a friend's house not long ago, and his wife made lasagna. And it was really, really good. I mean, restaurant-quality lasagna. So a week later, I went back and had lasagna at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I was like, yeah, it's still the best lasagna. It's still the best. Hers may be the second best, but there's something about that Midtown Pizza Kitchen lasagna.
Does she make eggplant parmesan?
That is my second favorite dish over there, the eggplant parmesan. Guys, get by there. There's so much going on at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, all your Italian favorites, in a casual, relaxed, family-friendly atmosphere, conveniently located in two different places. Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, there's the High Point Shopping Center right there. Zelda Road in Montgomery, there's the Zelda Place Shopping Center, both featuring a Midtown Pizza Kitchen. We'll be back. It's 32 minutes after 11 o'clock, 84. And Emily filling in while Jack goes out and tests the waters on a potential run for mayor. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dramatic weather changes underway as we go back to the Arctic Cellar. Today, showers likely, mainly through midday. Windy, falling temperatures today from the 50s, then to the 40s, then to the 30s by evening. Overnight low temperature 28 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, windy and cold. Sunshine, high 41. Clear skies, frigid tomorrow night. Overnight low 22 by dawn on Sunday. Sunday's high barely up to about 40. Back to the low 20s Monday morning. And a new surge of Arctic air arrives by Tuesday evening. Stay on top of these dramatic weather changes with our free weather app. It's going to be your best friend. Get it on your phone today. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. Want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Pepper Tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Pepper Tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Pepper Tree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
After 11 o'clock. There it was.
Shh.
Boy. It's just a home show.
I'll leave. I've been rude.
Pimped in my own rhymes. That's what 8 Ball MJG would have said. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. That means we only have 24 minutes till the Dan Morris Show kicks off. Dan Morris and Joey Clark. They'll be here from noon to 3. 3 to 6, that'll be Joey and Greg. And then 6 p.m. tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Making a mic hog.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around, gather around. I have a very special announcement tonight. 6 p.m., boys and girls. Is everybody listening? Everybody listening, gather around, gather around. 6 p.m. tonight, yours truly will be on the Joey Clark Radio Hour. I do not know what we will be talking
about. I do, because I was on a show last night. You know, I'm talking about Bitcoin.
All right.
That was a good show last night.
Thank you.
I didn't hear but like the last 20, 25 mm-hmm. minutes of it, but it was...
Now, that was plenty, I'm sure.
Quite intriguing. No, it was...
Golly!
The look on her face. I didn't know eyes could go that wide open.
I didn't know you could slap somebody with your eyes.
272-9228 is the number if you want to save me. ASC Credit Union, friends, that is where you need to go if you're tired of getting ripped off by your local bank or your big box bank or whatever it is. You don't have to go to a bank and be a customer. You can go to a credit union and be a member. They got business checking. They've got personal checking. Their personal checking, boys and girls, absolutely free. Absolutely free personal checking at ASC Credit Union. The user interface on the app is incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, Helen Keller could use that app.
I bet you've got to have like a $10,000 balance, though, to get free checking.
No, 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 no.
That's what all the other banks do.
10,000 millipennies? I mean, less than a cent free checking.
Really?
They do not charge you for checking over at ASC Credit Union. I know it's shocks and awes when you find that out at first. Go there, check it out. While you're there, mention you heard it on the radio. They'll love it. We will love it. Tell them the boys over at News and Views sent you their way. ASC Credit Union locations all over the river region. Two in north of the river, Autauga and Elmore County. They got one up in Clanton, down in Greenville. Three right here in Montgomery. The Capitol Complex downtown, if you're a downtowner. Midtowners, Perry Hill Road at the interstate. You Easters, you snobs out there living in East Montgomery and Pike Road. Well, you got an ASC Credit Union right there on Chantilly. I'm a snob, I can say that.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're living
snobs
out there.
Snobs are allowed to call people snobs. I mean, it's, you know, there are rules like that. If you're a member of a group, you can make fun of the group.
Well, I got right? you there. Yeah. So you're a member of the PR.
You know the PR has its own hats now? I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, how exciting.
They have a hat that says PR on it.
Y'all.
All they need is the definite article V above it. If it would say the PR, I would buy the hat. I'm not buying a hat that just says PR. But if it said the PR, like why don't rice? I'm buying that hat.
I've got a Sharpie right here. We can just write it on there.
Not the same. Needs to be stitched in there. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Oh, don't forget this hour of the program. Brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. With the sicknesses going around in our house, you know what I was doing at 11:30 last night? Cleaning.
Probably don't want to know. Don't want to know.
Cleaning up a bathroom, I'll tell you that. Upstairs bathroom.
I told you I didn't want to know.
One of the kids needed a little help.
Didn't quite make it.
Sort of. And I had to get there and clean it up. This time of year, you may really need Cole Plumbing. 279-8919 for all your plumbing needs. And it's cold. It's going to be cold the next few nights. And I'm not going to be here over the weekend to remind you. And James Cole is not going to be able to reach you over the weekend to remind you. But he was so generous with his time. He called in last week when it was cold to say, leave a little water running.
Disconnect your water hoses from your outdoor spigots.
Disconnect your water hose because that lets cold air into the pipes, which will freeze it. That's what he said. Is that correct?
Well, just having a hose on there, if there's any water in it,
that's right.
It'll freeze back
that's what
into the spigot, even if you've
and
got...
And it'll crack it.
Yeah, even if you've got frostproof hydrants. Some people have those. If the water hose is hooked up, it'll still freeze and make a super big problem.
So don't get that screwed up. Disconnect your hose and leave a little water running when it's below 32.
Yes.
Yeah, just a little trickle.
Yes.
Just a little trickle.
Yes.
A drip, drip, drip is fine.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be squirting out of there fast. It can just trickle out.
At 15, it's going to freeze some pipes.
No doubt about it. And it's going to be 15 next week.
Exactly.
Over the weekend.
Because I have the Rich Thomas weather app, and I downloaded it, and I look at it, and he tells me what the weather's going to be like.
Rich Thomas weather.
I don't
have a slip
phone anymore. Who's this?
Isn't that awesome? How did you know I was going to call and remind everybody?
It is James Cole! Now, that call was unscreened. People will believe that I made that up. That call was unscreened. I just grabbed it cold. Hey, James Cole, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. You got a motley crew there today.
We are a motley crew. We're the Island of Misfit Toys.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, what can you say?
Yeah.
Did that sausage have vodka in it this morning, Emily?
Wow.
I'm sorry, did the sausage have vodka in it?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I never got an answer from that. It's a cryptic sausage and vodka.
Oh, no, not to my knowledge.
You know, they're trying to avoid getting swine flu.
Oh, okay. Now I'm back on track with what you're saying. No, I don't know. No, it didn't. It's the Jimmy Dean...
The swine flu thing
or whatever, but Greg had made some hot sausage something or others, and
I saw one down there.
Did you?
I almost grabbed it, but I'm trying to do better and not eat breakfast.
But I almost
that doesn't make any sense at all.
What do you mean?
You're supposed to have breakfast. It's the
no,
most
breakfast is the worst meal of the day.
It's the most important
the least,
meal. It's the most important meal of the day.
The most
it's
painful the most and horrible meal of the day. Meal of
it
the
is
day.
The most important meal of the day.
Children, I don't listen Baron, to her.
Baron's got it backwards.
Of course he does.
Well, damn.
But anyway, well, you know, being in the town of Pike Grove.
The PR?
James? Yeah.
Hey, just call plumbing, go out to the PR?
Oh, yes.
So if you're in the PR and your pipes get frozen, you can call Cole?
We, yes, most definitely. Good. We go anywhere people need us to.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, so my advice was good, though. Keep the water running and disconnect your pipes. Disconnect your hoses.
Yes. Doesn't have to run a lot. But keep
that.
It from
doesn't, have to, doesn't have to go through it a full flow. It can just be a trickle.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
I don't want to have to tear up anybody's house.
I don't want you tearing up my house. We're going to take
I know where you live, Baron.
I know you know where I live, and I'm glad.
Y'all have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, see you, James.
Bye.
272-9228 is the number. That is the number, 272-9228. Disconnect your hose. Leave it running. Not the hose running. You don't want the outside pipe running. You want like a bathroom faucet running, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you're on a conventional foundation, then you need something outside.
You need something outside also,
You
running.
Need something out there tinkling as well.
Jeff.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for the entertaining show you're providing. And Emily, thanks for being there today. A little late to keep these not hit in line.
I do, but, man. It's a public service.
Gentlemen, I'd like to know your take on, is this Bob Mueller investigation going to morph into anything more that may get to the bottom of some of the additional corruption, such as the Uranium One or any of the pay-for-play instances that have continued to contribute to the historic corruption of our government officials? I'm going to hang up and just listen to your response.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll jump in. I think I've thought from the beginning this Mueller team was more suited to investigate the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton corruption than it ever was to investigate Donald J. Trump. I still believe that, and I believe that's part of it. But I don't know how much of Bob Mueller is just, you know, trying to be a wrecking ball and go after everybody. The reason I giggled is not because of Uranium One or the Clinton Foundation, but Emily is actually on television right now as we speak. At the White House Daily White House press briefing, so that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Who called you, Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
It was my half day, and I'd done all my chores, and I went to have an adult beverage in the afternoon, and I came out of the loo, and some gentleman, just like that too, and some gentleman at the end of the bar.
We can reenact this.
Said,
if you would
yeah,
like.
Yeah, actually, can we go into character mode here? All right, so you've got for those at home, you've got a pen. It looks like a Regions Bank color green pen in your mouth, and you're acting like you're smoking on it, so this guy must have been smoking a Capri Mini Thin 120, as long as that is.
God, that's so gross.
Hey, anybody ever tell you look like Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
That's pretty much exactly
what
happened.
No. What did you say in response?
I said, no, they've not.
Did you have that look on your face?
Yeah, I did.
And what did he say in reply?
You know, I got a great 401k. I take care of a girl like you.
And what did you say in reply?
She's saying it right now.
I said, thank you. That's very kind. I'm fine, though.
And then what did he say?
That's as far as I'm going to go with it. I'm not saying anything else.
Y'all,
it went further than that?
The stuff that happens in my life.
He brought up the 401k?
Yeah, and his retirement.
Did he really?
His retirement.
I thought you were just making that up.
Career.
This was different, dude.
The guy that told me I looked like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, he was just sitting at the bar like, hey, you girl, you know you look like Sarah Huckabee Sanders? And I said... okay. And he said, anybody ever told you that? I said, no, sir. And he said, you know who she is? And I said, well, yeah, I do.
So he also called you stupid.
Yeah. You know, I'm just a dumb girl. But the New Year's Eve night with that guy that was so persistent. And
how old was he that he was already mentioning his 401k? Was he about to tap into the 401k?
No.
Because don't you have to be 59 and a half to get into that bad boy?
No. Well, I don't know. It depends on if you're vested and all that stuff.
No, I don't know about all that.
But he...
401k was 62. 59 was on IRAs, Roth IRAs.
I have no idea.
That.
But was he pushing six decades?
No, I would say that he was like...
So you got to put up with him another 20, 25 years
like
before he gets to
45
it?
45 and 55. He had to be in that range somewhere.
So he was getting there.
But it was...
Hey, easy. Easy.
It was...
You ain't got too many shopping days till Christmas.
You just hope when everybody gets to Valentine's Day, much less Christmas.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it was... Yeah, when you tell someone thank you for the compliment, but you don't take them up on their invitation to dance, you think that that would cover it. But it didn't. And
because Emily don't dance.
Mm-mm.
All she wants to do is dance.
No, Emily don't dance. And if you don't dance, then you're no friend of mine.
Thank you.
Well, and we all know your mama don't dance. And your daddy don't rock and roll.
No, he does not.
So anyway, going back to the before the break, I can't remember what you're talking about. I don't know. I don't know what to make of Bob Mueller anymore. I still think they're going after the Clinton Foundation. Okay. You got too many resignations, too many people, carrying on, too many people wearing these medical boots out there. There's something going on. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is, but something's going on. I'm like you. What was the guy's name?
Jeff.
I'm like you, Jeff. I'm a spectator, and I love spectating. And I do like to predict every now and then, but I sure love to spectate. Mayor Todd Strange speaks out on public schools. Boring. Richardson, troubled MPS, would lose a grade. You know what I've learned in radio?
What's that?
If you talk about local public schools, the school board in particular, you lose your audience. Like, they just evaporate. That's the ratings killer, so we're going to skip that. I'm just telling you the headlines are out there if you guys want to go home. I do like this headline. Liberal congressman's gay son comes out as a Trump-supporting Republican.
Oh, wow.
An interesting coming-out tale from a young man whose liberal family was overjoyed when he told them he's gay. The real trouble began, you see, when he started having impure thoughts, impure political thoughts. Adam Levine is the son of a former Democratic congressman from Southern California.
I thought he was that singer.
From Maroon 5.
Isn't that the same guy's name?
Yeah.
But it's not the same guy.
No, I know a girl that Adam Levine from Maroon 5 spent time with.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Real talk, it's when they were still...
They were Maroon 4 at the time.
No, there's Flowers for Kara, I think is the name of their... Or Kara's Flowers.
Well, if he wasn't famous, it doesn't matter.
It still matters.
No. He's not famous.
You know, you just make up the rules as you go along.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
What's that song that they got?
Which one?
I don't know, but one of them. What's the one about dancing or something?
No. She said goodbye.
She said goodbye.
Like one of his first.
Whoa.
Gee, Bonetti, stop it. For God's sake.
That's pretty.
You think you lose the audience when you talk about the school board?
Well, she's talking about her friend that bumped with him back when he wasn't even famous.
I did not say that. I said,
dance like
Jagger.
Moves
like Jagger.
Moves like Jagger.
Oh, that's them?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes. They've.
It's
yeah.
a Coleman, pretty fun song.
Coleman was a little bitty fella. He was like 4 when that song came out. He comes up to me one day, he's like, Daddy, I got moves like Jagger. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you kids probably don't even know who Mick Jagger is.
No, he had no clue.
Yeah.
But he knew who Adam Levine was. And he would sing this song. I don't know where he gets it from. He would sing and dance.
Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, and aim for my heart. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You wanted control. So,
he looked a little bit like you look in the studio right now.
Now and
heck, yeah, where do you think he got his moves from?
Hopefully, Lauren.
Oh my God!
Know this was Maroon 5.
Well, it is. You should listen to Kiss FM sometime.
They don't always back sell. Sometimes I hear a song and say, who was that? And then I get to the jock break. I'm like, yes, finally, I get to find out what that song was. They're like, coming up.
Yep. Okay. I'm just going to file that one.
You know anybody on that station that can help on that?
Man, I wish I did know somebody on Kiss FM.
I wish y'all played more of the Eagles.
Right? Oh, my God. It's such quality.
They are, Baron.
Agree or disagree.
Greatest harmony of all time.
Bye.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
We are no longer friends.
I've got a Don Henley for President t-shirt. I mean, it's all Eagles all the time at Camp Coleman over at my house.
Unless you're playing the Beatles.
You know, I actually do play some Beatles at my house. I play a good amount of Beatles.
You have to admit it, because I caught you.
You did. Clay called one day, and I grabbed the phone. I was trying to get the stereo turned down while I was answering the phone. I was like, hello? And I was like, while I was trying to turn it down. Because the remote only goes so fast, you know? And he was like, what's going on? I was like, don't out me, but I was listening to the Beatles. I was like, you know, when I say they're overrated, I still like them. I just mean that they're overrated.
It's Baron's secret shame is that he's a Beatles fan.
I do like the Beatles.
Everybody likes the Beatles.
Starting about Strawberry Fields and going forward, I don't like the early Beatles.
Why don't you like the early Beatles?
It's corny. It's corny. It's not. That stuff is overrated. By the time The Walrus shows up, it's pretty good stuff.
Okay, all right, you know? Fine.
Sergeant Pepper, that's great, great album. It's a great LP. Bruh.
All right, bruv.
Where was it? Oh, yeah. We got all that because the kid's name was Adam Levine. All that happened because the kid's name was Adam Levine.
Don't make me get my lasso out again.
No, I can't take it.
Do we have video evidence of the lasso?
I just took, yeah.
Were those stills or was that a video?
It was a video.
Okay, good. Oh, speaking of moves like Jagger.
I was just seeing it.
Joey just walked in.
I was just going to see if you would squeak like my wife did.
Oh, my gosh. I want to play that video on air.
That is so hilarious.
You might have to listen to that.
You need to listen to it because he forgets the words. You forget the words and you cuss and say you forgot the words. I was there in person. I'm sober. Sober.
There may be other.
He was not.
No, you weren't.
Nor did I ever claim to be.
I can see the look in your eyes.
That punch that we had for the Gatsby party, Lisa made that punch again, and I was, yes, I will drink punch, because I had drank too much the night before. So I didn't need to.
So it was an alcohol-free punch?
Yeah, it was an alcohol-free punch.
Are you participating in Dry January?
Dry January?
Dry January?
What do you mean?
I'm neck deep in Dry January. I'm like 12 days into Dry
January. I can participate in Dry January, but I don't drink that much. It's not much of a challenge.
Oh, that's true. You're not a big drinker. Now, if we ask him to put down the turkey basters of heroin, he might have a bigger problem.
Oh, God.
Alcohol's not really his thing.
I know it's early in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, but that black tar just really gets me going, makes me a chatty Cathy.
You wonder how he can do 7 straight hours of radio. And let me tell you, it's hard to sit still for 7 hours.
Oh, no, you get that, you know, right in. You get a semi-recumbent posture behind the board.
You start blowing bubbles out of your mouth.
He's got an IV set up over there. Just drip.
Start talking about Africa and unique ways. Just to emulate the president, you know.
You talking about calling it a hole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's happened.
Come on, Donald. I thought we were going to get a deal.
We're going to get a deal.
I hope we do.
Why do you want a deal?
Because
why do you care about
DACA? I like the deal.
You talking about DACA?
Yeah.
To hell with DACA. Well, I'm allowed to say that.
You are allowed to say it. But
I don't care if they get a DACA deal.
I think they should.
If we can get a wall out of it, knock yourself out.
That's
but
I mean.
I don't want these guys anchoring for 14 family members coming over.
Yeah.
If you want to DACA the kids, yeah. I want a wall. I want some
merit-based immigration.
Something.
Yeah.
But I don't want this DACA thing being a
Trojan
an
horse.
Anchor for 14 million people coming over here.
Well, fair enough.
The wall is the wall.
No, I'm saying
we gotta get the low quality Mexican black tar out of here.
Yeah,
we gotta get that pure Afghani CIA black tar in here.
Oh, what about that Chinese crocodile skin?
Don't need the crocodile skin, any of that. We're going with straight pure Afghani heroin. Well, that cheap stuff, that's why I want the wall. That cheap stuff coming over the border is killing everybody. Killing everybody.
Well, you know why it's called crocodile skin. Because of what it does.
It tears up your skin.
Yeah, it does your skin. You can make shoes out of it later.
Who's on line one, Emil? Who?
Guess.
Hey, fellas.
Who's this?
What's going on, fellas? And, ladies, I just wanted to make it known why I was calling so she wouldn't be, you know what I mean, having guesses.
But it really cut, we got the guesses.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't want her to guess whether he's calling because of me or not. I just wanted to make it known. I would.
I knew it. Hey, Randall, I told her that during the break. I said, you know why he's calling so much? He's talking to you.
Yeah, man. That you think Baron's voice tickles my eardrum? I mean,
woo woo!
Oh,
I did not know that.
Amy, the eardrum tickler.
Oh my! I'm speechless.
Don't be speechless, because I was gonna say that I can't say that word because I might mess up because I ain't as good slick as Clay. I'm not going to try to pull off the bottom of my heart trick. So
the cockles of my heart? I want you to warm his cockles, Emily. And yes, I snored. I tickled myself.
Hey, all I want to know is, can I hear that song that we all danced to that night? That magical Wednesday night that I got to act like I was in Africa. Can we hear that on the way out?
Toto?
You want me to end with Toto's Africa?
Oh, yes, please.
I'll see what I can do, Randall. How about that? I'll see if I can find it in the system.
Oh, bless it.
I make no guarantees. This sounds like a budding mattress firm commercial. If you want to, head on over there. There's three locations right here in the
That's
river
what I was
region.
Thinking about.
There are three locations right here in the river region for Mattress Firm. You don't just sleep on the mattresses over at Mattress Firm. You can, with the adjustable base, you can prop yourself up and work on your laptop, watch a movie, read a book. You can pull those feet up and, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do in a bed. And Mattress Firm will show you how to do almost all of it. So head over there. There are three locations right here in the River Region. Cosford Road in Prattville on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's or out of DJ's. I do recommend you don't shop online. You can go to mattressfirm.com, but go lay down in person. Here's why I recommend that. Now, don't go alone and lay down in person because you don't want to get on a mattress that's not comfortable. You want to get in there and really roll around and feel it out and make sure it's something that's going to hold up over time. So, my friends, Randall, thank you for bringing up the fact that I had one more Mattress Firm spot to do before the day was over.